Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay center fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life, for the body of your life.
Hey guys, this is Colin Watson. I'm your host. You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And I got a couple of new topics today, which are going to be, I think you're going to find quite interesting. but first, before I get started, I always like to do a sound check since I've been plagued with technical difficulties when it comes to you guys hearing the broadcast or getting caught. So do me a favor. The drill is press one on your phone. That'll throw your hand up. It lets me know that you hear me loud and clear. And once I see those pop up, then you can push it again and put your hands down. So I don't see any hands popping up, so that lets me know that may have some technical problems. Oh, there you go. Okay. I see some popping up now. Great. Thank you. Now press one again. That'll put your hand down. It lets me know that we'll be able to call on you later and ask you to put it up again. Anyway, so we have about an hour show today. Normally it's 90 minutes, but it's only an hour today.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams.
I don't know why that's playing. Here we go.
With HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit.
Hold on, guys.
For life. Please welcome your host, international HCG. Your listening.
Wow, that's kind of weird. I don't know when it started. Anyway, so the topic today was why the 26-day HCG diet cycle may be obsolete. A lot of people are going to find this a little controversial. Some people may think I'm just completely destroying Dr. Simeon's protocol, but I'm not. Just know that everything I tell you, I only mean to help you get the body of your life, and that's our goal. I'm also going to talk about hormones and how they can affect your overall weight management and losing weight on this protocol. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because I just went through some new tests and had some really surprising results. And so whenever I get something new or something I think that I didn't know, I assume that no one else knows it, or at least a lot of people don't know it, and I could share that information. So let's first talk about the ever-popular 26-day protocol. And in fact, if you guys know that this protocol has been pretty much designed, and everyone knows at this point that there was a 26-day and a 43-day cycle. Now since our book came out and some of our research and results we got from personal clients, they're now a 60-day and even 90-day protocol that people are finding out that it's possible for them to do and get most of the weight off. But let's talk about the 26-day, because this one seems to be a really popular choice for most people, and I think they choose it. Some people choose it because they just want to try the protocol and see if it works for them, and they don't want to, in their mind, commit to 40 days. And some other people just go by the guidelines we give them and think, okay, I only have 20 pounds to lose. If I'm just going to lose a pound a day, this should work. Well, much to our surprise, it's not so much that the 26-day protocol is not effective. It's just not effective for the average person. What that means is that when, the guidelines will tell you that, if you have 20 pounds to lose or less, if you're a woman, or 25 pounds or less if you're a man, then the 26-day protocol should be sufficient to help you reach your goal. The problem is determining, how do you determine if you really only have 20 to 25 pounds to lose? Most people make that objective decision based on where they've been in the past, what their ideal goal weight is in their head. just looking in the mirror and thinking, okay, well, this is how much I weigh, how much I want to weigh, and they determine that they need to lose 20 pounds. In most cases, and definitely in the cases of the thousands of people that I've coached over the few years, is that most people are way off on how much weight they actually need to lose. Either they're just mathematically calculating it wrong, or they're just in a place where their numbers are not realistic, and it somehow makes them feel better to believe that they only need to lose 20, 25 pounds. I don't say that to be mean. It's just that, I'd rather give you the straight and skinny and have you make a better choice for yourself and get better results than worry about hurting your feelings. And so what I mean by that is that very few people are going to need to lose only 20 pounds. And a lot of people aren't even looking at taking the approach when it comes to this protocol. Nobody really talks about body fat percentage. Now, I've talked about it, a great deal as far as, using body fat percentage as a better barometer of what your ideal weight should be versus a number that's in the past. Because sometimes, the number may no longer be realistic for you because you've built a lot of muscle mass, especially for your men, or it's just off. And so what I mean by that is that math is a perfect science. And so I want people to kind of look at, go at before they decide which protocol is best for them, to start looking at it based on body fat percentages, or at least take that into consideration when determining how many days you need to be on a protocol. So if you're a woman, for example, and you weigh 150 pounds and you find out your body fat percentage is, well over 20%. And the average woman, the average woman in America, their body fat percentage is between 25 and 36%. And for men, it's about 18 to 33%. When you start doing the math and you try to figure out how much body fat you have in your body, the number really starts to surprise you. So if you're a 150-pound woman, for example, and you find out you have let's just do the simple math, you have a 20% body fat, which is actually very good for a woman, that would indicate you have about 30 pounds of fat on you. Now, not all that fat is abnormal fat. As you heard me speak about in some of my previous shows, that you need to have that good fat, that brown fat, I think we call it, that actually burns fat, and you need to have your structural and visceral fat to surround your muscles and organs. But just to give you a mathematical place to visualize while you're on the show here with me, where you're coming from, that's a very, I'm using very conservative numbers. But if we go with the numbers we're talking about here at 30%, that the average person in America is probably closer to 30 or more. And when I started my journey, I was 33%. So, it seems like it's pretty accurate. We're talking about more like 45 pounds to 50 pounds. So when you think about it, if you're looking at, you find out your body fat percentage is, above 20%, there's a real good chance you have more than 20 pounds of fat. So by doing a 26-day cycle, it's going to slim you down. You're going to look and feel better, but you're not going to be close to your actual ideal body weight. Now, my philosophy when it comes to this protocol has been very, very steadfast in my belief that Dr. Simeon's original goal was for people to exhaust their abnormal fat reserve. That means take the protocol to the limit, to where your body actually rejects and says, okay, I have no more fat to feed you. This protocol no longer works. And the people that follow our system and do that actually seem to have the longest long-term success in keeping the weight off, because really their fat reserve has to completely replace itself for you to actually put that fat back on. But the majority of the people that have done this protocol have stopped way short of exhausting their fat reserves. And really what happens is that they either, one or two things happen. You either find yourself choosing a short cycle, either trying it out or thinking that you need to lose 20 pounds. You don't lose a pound a day. You end up losing 15 to 18 pounds or what have you. And then you need to continue, and you have to reorder HCG products and wait for them to come. And by then it's too long and you have to move into phase three. And then you end up kind of, having to do a whole other cycle and doing it over again. And sometimes during that time that you actually get to another cycle, you've already gained back the weight that you lost the previous time, and you're doing this vicious cycle over and over again. So this is why this show is very important, and I want you guys to hear me. The 26-day protocol is effective for people to have literally 10 to 15 pounds left. And a perfect example of how I've kind of proven this to be true is that my wife, JD, ever since she did the original protocol and all the experiments we've done and writing the books and the recipes and what have you know, after we did our initial two phases of this protocol, ever since then, we've only done a 26-day cycle in order to do our test or even do it as a detox and get in shape for a vacation or what have you. And she's always been able to get extremely lean. I'm talking fiber lean, like cellophane skin lean on your muscles, what have you, in a 26-day because she's never put back on more than 10 pounds. She's never had to go more than 10 pounds of body fat. Now, for me, on the other hand, I've always gotten lean again, but I've never been able to get to my original body fat percentage of 7%. I've not been able to accomplish that ever since the very first time I've done this. And I've discovered, and I'll talk about it in my hormone discussion a little bit later in this call, but I discovered that this is one of the reasons that I was always doing a 26-day, which actually took me back to the numbers on the scale took me back to close to where I was, but I still did not exhaust the fat reserves on those times. And because if you got a six pack, usually you're just satisfied and that's okay. But it's always, as I talked about in my last show last week, there's always a part of you that if you've been someplace, if you've seen your body to a certain level of fitness, it kind of, I call it the HE diet curse. It's a blessing and a curse, because once you know your body can do that, once I have ingrained in my brain that my body can get to 7% body fat and look amazing. And so hovering at 10% body fat or 12% body fat, 13% body fat may be acceptable and actually considered extremely athletic in the scheme of things, as far as the body fat percentage, national body fat percentage calculators go. But in my back of my mind, I know it's not the best I can be. And I always wondered why, if I'm following my own system, why is it that I didn't get back to 7%? And I just figured that out, that really it would take more time in order that I needed to do what I did the first time, exhaust my reserve. I just stopped when the 26th day came. I got lost the weight per se, the scale was fine, the pictures looked fine, but they still wasn't that number. I still never hit that number. And I just kind of settled for it. And so the reason why I'm talking about it, and I'm always going to put my butt out there and tell the truth, so people don't realize that I'm not Superman. I have the same problems everyone else has. Everyone has their own picture where they want to be. And I still haven't been able to go back to achieve where I want to be. And I just figured out the formula to that. And that's why I'm sharing it to you. So if you are a fitness person who is in really good shape and you have that last 10 or 15 pounds, they say fitness models or athletes or bodybuilders or just people that are in really, really good shape and lean, and they just can't seem to get that last bit of fat off, they have a little bit of belly fat around or a little bit of a love handle going on there, the 26-day protocol will work and get them into that very lean state. But for the rest of us, if you have more than 15, 20% body fat or higher, you're going to have to look at the numbers and start doing the math to figure out how long it's going to take you to actually reach your goal of getting the body of your life. And this is what keep in mind, I'm talking about, I want to say extreme fitness, but I'm talking about really being your best. Now, all of you, there may be many of you on this call or listen to this podcast and go, you know what, I don't care about being the best. I don't care about, single digits or low double digit body fat percentages. All I care about is getting back to my clothes. That is okay. But for the people who just aren't satisfied, when they get to a certain level and they look good, they feel good, but there's a part of them that just goes, you know what, I still want more. I'm letting you know that there's a way to go about getting that, and you're just going to have to take it a little bit longer. So I'll kind of recap on this. I don't want to dwell on this for much longer. Simply this. First check your body fat percentages. Now, granted that there's a lot of different ways to check your body fat percentages, and the number may not be accurate. As far as if you can go to the gym and get a free body fat test where they use the calipers, that's going to be the second most accurate which is the easiest one to obtain, to get the closest body fat percentages you can get, other than the dunk tank with your weight list, and they do your body fat measurements. But the calipers on the skin fold test is considered the universal, most accurate, easiest one to do. Now, they sell like these little machines on Amazon. You can hold on to them, and they electronically go through your body and kind of give you body fat percentages. They have scales that give you body fat percentages, and you can even use a formula by putting your height, your weight, your neck measurements or wrist measurements and waist measurements in a formula spreadsheet off Google, and it's going to give you body fat percentages. And really, it doesn't matter which one you use. Just know that the number may not be – the percentage may be off by 3%, 4%, 5%. So the number really isn't that important, but obviously getting the most realistic or the most accurate number would be the best way to try and figure out these numbers. But at least using some sort of body fat percentage to kind of get an idea of how much weight you really have to lose versus guessing. So if you get one of those little calipers, or if you put your numbers in and you get a number that comes out and says you're 25% body fat, or whatever the case may be, or you're 12% body fat, whatever the case may be, mathematically do the numbers. Take that percentage, divide it by your current weight, and it'll tell you in reasonable facsimile of how much body fat versus muscle, bone, and water is on your body. Then you can say you can leave, 5, 7 pounds for, structural needs, and subtract that from that number, and then it gives you a number. If that number is well over 20 to 25 pounds, and if it's over 15 pounds, you need to do a 43-day protocol in order for you to get the very best results, or longer. If you have higher numbers than that, then you know that you have 100 pounds or 50 pounds to lose, then obviously a 60-day protocol may work for you. But this is the conversation between choosing 26-day versus 43-day. If you truly have more than 15 pounds of body fat on you, man or woman, I'm telling you that the 26th day is not going to exhaust your fat reserve. In most cases, there's no absolutes here. But in most cases, for the average person, you're doing yourself a disservice, because what's going to happen is you're going to get progress, you're going to get great results, but you're going to fall short of tapping into all that fat and getting as lean as you possibly can get. And I got to tell you that once you accomplish that look that you see when you get to look in the mirror is a look that you will absolutely love. It is a feeling that you will absolutely have. And of course, there's going to be a balance between percentages, obviously trying to live at 7% or 10% or 12% or 16% as a woman, or, even 12, in single digits as a man, does take a lifestyle change. And it's really not about staying at 7% or that, but it is about knowing what you can do and then choosing where you want to fall in between and being completely happy with that. But I want you to at least experience it. And I want you, and the reason why, if you go after this particular goal, what you will accomplish more importantly is that you will accomplish exhausting your fat reserve. And I use this analogy, I can't think of a better one, because I think it drives the point home. If you find that you have, breast cancer, man or woman, or you have some cancer of the lymph nodes or whatever, when a doctor, surgeon goes in there to take those polyps out or what have you, they x-ray, they know where they are, and they go in, they try to get every scrape, every bit of any type of cancer cell or cancer fragments in there, because they know that cancer cells, if left behind, will produce more cancer cells and can recruit friends, and you can actually have a reoccurrence of that cancer. So their goal is always to go in and get 100%, nothing less. And for those reasons. Well, I'm using this analogy that when you're dealing with tapping into your fat reserve, your abnormal fat reserve, your goal should be going in to get 100% of it, like exhausting 100% of it. So your body basically says, yes, you got it all. And how does it do that? It is like magical clockwork. And I've had several people have been on the show that have called in and said that they've experienced it. I personally experienced it myself. Jane experienced it herself. Is where when you tap into the, when your body has no more calories to flush into your bloodstream of your own stored fat, and that is the mechanism that's going on here as you're able to lose a pound or so a day, because you're burning, you take 3,500 calories of fat to lose 1 pound, your ATG is releasing, several thousand calories into your bloodstream for you to access as fuel. Your natural BMR, your basal metabolic rate, is burning up those calories just by you getting up in the morning and walking around. And so you're able to lose, in many cases, a pound a day or more, give or take. But what happens is once you've exhausted that fat reserve and it gets lower and lower, your body only can release so many calories. So now you have millions and millions of calories in there for it to release. So it's giving you, in the beginning, it's flushing with tons and tons of calories. As your reserve gets lower and lower, it's now trying to spread out those calories and little by little, because it still wants to hold on to reserve. It's a defense mechanism. And what happens when you finally exhaust it, it's got no more calories to feed you. That 500, 600, 700 calorie diet can no longer even, I mean, literally goes, the light switch goes off and you go from not being hungry at all to starving. All of a sudden, you're waking up thinking about food. Every second of the day, you're thinking about food. And that means because your body's no longer getting it. And the protein that you're getting from the two meals a day and the carbs no longer can sustain you. And that's when you know you've hit the mother load. That's when you really can do the happy dance, because you've actually exhausted your reserves. 8 out of 10 people will never experience that, because their eyeballs finally catch up to, you know, optical reticular finally catches up. They see themselves in the mirror. They grin with glee. They're happy that they look great. They're in a smaller size. And they go, this is good. And they walk away from it. And they move into the next phase. And what happens is that I believe that fat cells recruit friends. And because your fat reserve has a reserve left, fat, where when your body starts storing fat again, because if you start taking in more calories than your body can burn, it knows exactly where to start storing it. And pretty soon you start filling up the vault once again. So my professional coaching advice is for anyone that takes this protocol on, have a goal in mind to exhaust the system, empty your fat reserve, and leave your body in a place where it can completely now recalibrate itself without having all of this abnormal fat stores there to start rebuilding itself later. So that's why this is how I want you to determine if a 26-day protocol is the right protocol for you, by mathematically determining how much body fat you have and then making your choice based on that. So I'm going to actually change a lot of my content on my website and even my packages that say, you know, if you need 20 pounds or less for a woman and 25 pounds or less for a man, choose 26 days, because really that's not accurate. It's just not accurate. And I don't want to set anybody up for disappointment. So I'm going to change that to literally 15 pounds across the board. If that's all you got and you're in the last stage of finally fine tuning and getting, you know, you're getting all cut up or what have the case may be, then the 26-day protocol will be a good choice. Other than that, you should go 43 days or longer. So now we're going to move into the second part of the conversation, which is about hormones and balancing hormones. Now, you guys know that 7 months ago, I had my previous HRT doctor on the show, and we talked about HRT. And I'm going to have another doctor come on in the next few weeks and discuss what I'm talking about here. But I just had all my blood work done because I still wasn't feeling right. Now, if you guys don't know, and if you've been on this call or listen to this call, you know, dealing with hormones with women and men are a little bit different. And men usually will be taking testosterone, sometimes a little progesterone, which I didn't know about. But testosterone mostly is the big one we talk about. And women are usually is progesterone or estrogens or to balance out their hormones. And some testosterone too for women, but a lot of times women have a lot more. Their levels of testosterone are more normal than men. For men, when you go through andropause, which is basically male menopause, our testosterone levels drop very 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 quickly, or they drop very low, and we start getting the result of that. We start developing more like women. We start getting, you know, breasts, you know what they call it, the man boobs. We start getting a belly, and that's really the estrogen level, the testosterone levels and estrogen levels are now out of whack. So for the last couple of years, after I finished the protocol, and I still was going through some little bit of depression and what have you, and I found out my testosterone was really low. And after, you know, the HRT actually balances it out for a while. And after you go off about a year later, I started feeling something was wrong. Started doing hormone replacement therapy. Now, for me, I was doing injectable testosterone, and then I had to take estrogen blockers. And if anybody's ever been on this, if you're a guy, it's really hard to balance the estrogen, you know, level and the testosterone. And you go from bloated and having water weight and trying to balance out your tech. It's just a pain in the butt to try and get it dialed in. Now, bodybuilders get it dialed in because they take massive doses, but they also do massive workout and exercises, and after that's their thing. They have all these different chemicals going on, and their result is to build muscle. If you're trying to just using it for anti-aging purposes or trying to just bring your levels to normal so you can function normal and feel normal and exercise and feel like you have the energy to exercise, what have you, getting it balanced can be challenging. So the last couple of years I've been, trying to get this dialed in. And I finally, I came across another doctor that I was kind of like, it's just not something, something doesn't feel right. And actually I met this Dr. Pearson on LinkedIn, and what tuned me into him because he was talking about the HG diet protocol, and he used it in his practice to detox his patients prior to balancing out their hormones, because he found that by doing the HG protocol, and it does, I mean, no one ever talks about all the amazing things it does other than lose weight. I mean, it balances your blood sugar, balances your, levels out your cholesterols. I find out it levels out your estrogen levels, especially in men. It boosts your testosterone. I mean, there's a lot of things, great things going on with your body, and that's why people have blood, their diabetes kind of levels off, and their blood pressure gets better, and their, like me, my sleep apnea got bad. A lot of things happen to your body when you finally detox it from all the sugar and the chemicals and have you. So I had all my, after talking to him, and I really liked his, he had a very new age approach to hormone replacement therapy and things that I'd never heard of before, because I thought that men had to take either, testosterone cream or testosterone injections, and the cream, it's messy, it's not. So I always chose the injections, but they're still, not only are they painful, but they're just, they're very hard to regulate. And he talked about, dealing with all these hormones with non-invasive, with bioidentical hormone replacement, but without using synthetic injectable testosterone. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, basically you take one pill a day, and we have everything you need in it, and you feel great. And I was like, you know what, that's BS. I'm sorry, because it's not something I had never really heard of before. But I had all my blood work done because I wanted to know, where exactly I stood. Now, keep in mind that Jenny and I have a very, we live a very disciplined lifestyle, pretty disciplined. I mean, our lifestyle is pretty, we eat, usually every day we pretty much eat like we're on protocol. I mean, we eat healthy, fish, beef, whatever, vegetables. And then we eat out every Friday night. We have sushi night where we go out. It's kind of our date night. We have sushi night and we have our drinks and what have you. And then Saturday we back on, we eat relatively healthy. And then you may eat bad on Sunday, Saturday. And then Sunday definitely is a weekday for us. We go back to eating clean. And that seems to work for us. So my belief is that I'm going to get my blood work back. I'm going to be a rock star. Other than me still not feeling completely, just didn't know what was wrong. Didn't feel right. So I get my blood work back and find out that actually a lot of things were great. Like the blood sugar was still great, things that I worry about for diabetes and, family history of diabetes. So I really want to know about my blood pressure and my blood sugar and all that kind of stuff, which were great. Cholesterol was great, but found out that my estrogen level was flipping off the charts. I mean, a number that was not even close to the highest number they had on their list. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And he's like, look, the injectable testosterone you're doing, because even though I was taking what's called estrogen blockers, it was so high that, me having to literally work out and run and do everything I can to try and keep my weight down, but I still was feeling bloated and having some weight gain. And it was finding out that having my estrogen levels being so high, I was still having the side effect as if I was out of balance. So even my testosterone levels were back to normal, my estrogen levels were so high that it still was causing my body to feel bloated and to fill up with water and what have you. And that was really shocking to me that no one else had talked to me about this before. And so I basically went, okay, well. So then I started taking my new regimen. And just so you know, if you've never been on HRTs before, I can only speak for myself, and Danny can probably tell you about how hers works. But for me, it was kind of like, it took a while. It took like 3-4 months for me to start feeling like, I was normal, and feeling like I could work out and run and exercise and just feel strong. And so I was expecting that this was going to be the same thing. He kept saying, no, once you get it right, you start to feel pretty good, pretty quickly. So I got this new prescription. I take 2 pills And within about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I just start feeling like I can run. I feel like running again. I felt like working out again, without having to force myself. And that's why I'm talking about this, because I thought I was in pretty good shape. I thought my lifestyle was pretty disciplined. But because of, I compare this to, Dr. Simeon's protocol being the basic foundation of why all of us are actually here today. But as time goes by and as 50, 60 years go by, we had to kind of migrate into the new millennium and adjust things in order to keep up with the food qualities and what was going on in today's society. And so I look at this is that the old way of doing HRT replacement treatments with the synthetic testosterone, they call it bioidentical. Really, there's no bioidentical injectable testosterone. So in essence, we're still taking a synthetic product. Going from that to this new way of looking at hormones, it was pretty miraculous. And that's what I'm talking about, because it was new to me, so I figured it may be new to you guys. So what I found out is that, the old way of doing things still may work for some people, but, I like to align myself with the cutting edge stuff. Things are going to help people get better results, get well, feel better, faster. As I was saying that, for someone who felt that I lived a pretty healthy lifestyle and ate pretty, I really don't eat a bunch of refined sugars at all. I mean, I'm talking about, there's a lot of stuff that's not in my diet that would cause a lot of problems. I still had a lot of problems going on just by the type of hormone replacement therapy I was doing and not being able to dial it in correctly. And I was going by, what I was told to do, but it's just still hard to dial in. To go into a new way of doing things that so far, things seem pretty good. Like I said, I'm not giving 100% endorsement yet here because it's only been a few weeks. But what I'm really talking about is the difference in philosophies and also the fact that if you're trying to lose weight and you're following the protocol, if you've lost weight and you can't, and you're trying to figure out why your body's still having a hard time stabilizing and keeping the weight off, a lot of people just blame it on or think it's because they didn't stabilize right or they didn't reset the hypothalamus. And what I'm trying to tell you is that someone who's considered an expert at this protocol, who does it probably better than most, I still was having a hard time kind of maintaining that 5 to 10 pound ratio. And it was just hard. And I knew it shouldn't be that hard. So I figured there was something wrong. And come to find out, there was something still out of balance in my body that was causing me to continuously hold on to water. And just feel there's a difference. Women know it. You always talk about when you guys have your monthly cycle and you start getting bloated with water, it's like you just get thicker and it just you feel it all over, but you can see it, but you can't see it, but you just know that you just kind of bloated. It's a kind of a uncomfortable feeling, but I used to have it all the time, but I just thought, okay, well, this must be the side effects of what I'm doing and I'm just not doing it right. Well, this is a better way of doing it. So in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to have Dr. Pearson on, from New Medicine. And what I like about his philosophy, number one, he's a guy that wants to change the world. He wants to make hormone replacement therapy hormone replacement therapy available to all people across the globe. So he's literally developed he basically covers every – he's able to treat patients from all over the world from his location in Florida. He's made everything kind of turnkey, and he's able to, do your labs and that kind of stuff. And talk about labs, guys. I literally went to have my labs done, and I had to have three different type of labs. I had blood work. They took 9 vials of blood for me, 9 vials of blood to be tested for all these different levels of testing. I had to do a saliva test for my adrenals and a saliva test also for my hormones, because I found out that they do the blood test to kind of check all your other, all your blood levels and all your other, all the medical stuff. But really that the hormone panel was actually most accurate in a saliva test than a blood test. I never knew that. I thought I've only had blood tests taken. I've never had, urine, two saliva tests, one for adrenals, one for your hormone panel, and 9 vials of blood. That's the most comprehensive, thorough exam I've ever had in my entire life to figure out everything that was going on in my body. And I got feedback of every single thing I was doing right and every single thing I was doing wrong. And luckily, the list of wrong things wasn't huge, but what was wrong was so wrong that it would make, that literally I could be, I could live the life that I was living and bust my ass and still not achieve the level of fitness that I wanted to achieve. And that's really the moral of this conversation is that if you're out of whack and if your hormones are not in sync, or one is completely out of whack like mine was, and granted mine is from taking hormone replacement therapy, and obviously the one that didn't agree with me, but most people are out of whack anyway. Not knowing could make the difference between the frustration of you actually staying fit and lean easily versus having to work your butt off and be highly committed. And that's the thing. A lot of people can work their butt off for a few months. They may even do it for a year, but either an injury or something, you know, some kind of life crisis gets in the way and all of a sudden it sets them back, and trying to get back on that bicycle to start riding again or running again is very difficult to do. And you really have to have a high level of discipline. I think the only reason why my level of discipline is probably as high as it is because I'm in the public eye every day. I talk about this. I live this lifestyle, and I live in a world that your integrity, you have to be your product. If you're not going to be in shape, then you don't talk to people about being in shape. You cannot, you know, if you cannot maintain your weight, don't tell people that they should be able to do theirs. So I definitely, you know, want to live in integrity. So that's why I think that it's a little bit more, I have a lot more accountability, so it may be easier for me to stay fit. But you know, what if I didn't have you guys holding me accountable? I could have blown back up, you know, to 250 pounds. So I just wanted to drop these two little tidbits of information. For some of you, this conversation may not have any meaning whatsoever. But to others, I know, especially if you've done repeated 26-day rounds like I have and wondered why you just didn't get the complete results that you should have gotten in that period of time, it's simply because not knowing your body fat percentage, not knowing how much weight you really had to, how much fat you really had to lose, and basically falling short. And every time you fall short, you're basically leaving cells, you know, in the bank for them to continue to recruit friends and gain more weight. So I'm going to open the lines up because we only have an hour, and I got about 20 minutes of questions if people have them. But like I said, I always like to bring topics that either give me an aha moment and I think will make a difference. And I really think both are important. One may be more important than the other to some people, but I got to tell you that this 26-day protocol, I've been talking the same stuff for 5 years, guys. 5 years, guys. 5 years now, guys. So it's really important when I have to take a backpedal, if you will, and say, look, you know what? 26 days is not for 20 pounds or less. I mean, it's more like 10 to 15 pounds, and it's the final stage. It's when you've done everything right and you've gotten down to your last 5 or 10, 15 pounds to go, and that's the last phase that puts you into the, you know, into the Adonis stage, if you will. Other than that, it shouldn't be used as the time frame in order for you to get the goals you want. So I'm going to open the lines now. This is the drill. You basically press 1 on your phone and put your hand up. Lets me know that you're in line to have a question or comment. Like I said, I mean, the comments can be on point or off point. Really, this is your time now to open the lines and do some Q&A. I'm going to call on the first person that has their hand up because they may have just had it up accidentally or on purpose. But your number is 646-702. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Laura. Thank you for the
call. Hi, Laura.
New York. Hi. I just started this diet. I just came on the call. I received your email, and I'm doing the drops. This is my sixth day, and it's pretty hard. Like, you know, I'm losing weight, but it's, like, strict. I'm on a 500-calorie diet, and I'm working out, but I'm losing. But my question is, like, Do I have to, like, because I like to work out. Should I work out every day or either other day of working out to let my body recover?
Good question. But first I'm going to ask you, what are you finding hard? Are you finding it hard because you're hungry? Finding it hard because you only have a limited food, you know, selection? What are you finding hard?
Limited of food.
Well, I can tell you, I mean, are you following the original Simeon's protocol, or what protocol are you following?
The original protocol.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I take it your meals look like a little 3.5 ounce of chicken and some asparagus on your plate. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why it's hard. Guys, I got to tell you that, you know, food is hugely important on this protocol. And, you know, not only is it supposed to look good, taste good, it should be plentiful. And if you haven't heard me say it once, I'll tell you 1,000 times. The original Simeon's protocol, is, God bless him. I thank him every day for what he has put out there. Unfortunately, it's not his fault. Our society has changed. Our food quality has changed. And 3.5 ounces of any of the protein on the protocol is not enough protein. It basically, if you add up all the calories in the original Simeon's protocol, which comes out to about 370, 380 calories a day, which is well under what he wanted you to have. I mean, 500 calories is the lowest amount of calories you can have. So you need to increase your protein portions and your food portions. Also by, you know, mixing vegetables, which I advocate. We have a whole recipe book for that stuff because our dishes, when we're on protocol, look like you can't see the plate, number one. And we use a nice big, you know, 12-inch round plate. You can't see the plate. We're using coconut oil and sauteing our onions and vegetables. And, you know, we have sauteed scallops and, you know, shrimp scampi and stuffed chicken and taco salad. I mean, there's nothing boring or dull or small about these food portions. So I highly recommend that you start looking, at least download our Fast Start Guide. It's free. You can get some. You need to increase your portions. So even if you're going to eat what you're eating, you can increase your protein portion. You will find it. It'll help you lose better, and you won't be hungry. Now, to answer your question about exercise, the easiest answer I can give you is listen to your body. And I was just thinking about this today. I ran 4 or 5 miles today. Finally getting back to my running, I was thinking that the best, when I have the very best energy and the very best run, is when I listen to my body and literally have a voice come on in my head and says, you know, it's time to work out. And luckily for me, I can stop what I'm doing and I can go work out. Now, some of you guys have 9-to-5 jobs. That's not as easy. So, but when I can listen to your body tells you when it has the energy to exercise and when it doesn't. Especially on this protocol, it's really important. You must listen to the signals your body's telling you. So if your body says, hey, I want to work out this morning, and that's every day, I do think you always should take one day a week of rest. I mean, Sundays is our rest day for sure. But you should take 1 week off. But if your body says you want to exercise every day, go ahead and do it. But don't push yourself if you get up one day and you're just tired and you don't have the energy, because that's basically, it's going to take more energy from you. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just listen to your body, and your body won't steer you wrong. When you force it to do something, you're steering it wrong. But if you listen to the signals, your conversation, your body tells you, hey, I feel like working out today. Hey, I feel like running today. Oh, I just want to go for a walk. Or I want to lift. Whatever. It'll tell you what you want to do, and just follow it, and you'll be fine. That's my advice.
Can I go to your website and get the recipe?
There's a few recipes there. I mean, the recipe book is, we don't have the whole book there for free, but there are some few recipes there just to give you an idea of what food can look like. Also, go to my Facebook page. You want to know what dish? I always like post my meals and post what I'm eating, even on and off protocol, because I just think people should know this. It's a lifestyle for me. It's not something I just do when I'm on the protocol. And you'll see what the dishes, just to get an idea what the dishes look like. You'll see that they're huge. I have an omelet. I make an omelet, a veggie omelet. They will not fit on my plate. That literally hangs off both ends of the plate. That's how big it is. And I think I took a picture and I actually put a tape measure behind it so you guys can see it. It was literally 12 inches long. That's how big the omelet was. And I only used one whole egg and I think 4 egg whites. And then I did sauteed vegetables. So eating can be really fun on this protocol if you do it right. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for your question. All right. Next caller. First caller, put your hand down again so I don't have you in the loop still. Next caller, 205-391, you're on the air.
Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Cecilia, and you have certainly been my hero. I am a new HCG user. However, I use what would be considered the homeopathic drops.
Okay.
I started the very low calorie days on April 1st. Today is April 11th, and I have lost 22 pounds.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, this has been really a wonderful experience, and I have never been hungry since I started these VLCD days.
That's good.
And my question to you is, I had seen a YouTube video that you had done where you talked about one of your clients, and he had lost quite a bit of weight, and he was, like, past 100 days on HCG, and,
exactly.
You know, you said if he was feeling fine, if he was doing well, that he should keep going until he reached his goal.
Right.
Well, since I know that this really a large part of this process is mental, you're never hungry. You really are never hungry. And you were the person that said that first, and then I realized that once I started the protocol.
Right.
I have followed Dr. Simeon's protocol to the letter, and I believe that's why I was able to lose so much weight in such a short period of time. Because I do it exactly to the letter. My question to you is, because I'm taking the homeopathic drops, and I would really like to take this protocol as far as I can take it, under your suggestion that the 26-day cycle may be obsolete, I completely agree with you, the science behind it, as you explain
right.
it.
Right.
Do you think that I should come off of homeopathic drops and get on real HCG injections in order to achieve my goals?
Absolutely, because I got to tell you that I know there's people that swear by the homeopathy drops, and they've had great success in numbers. The numbers have great success. My biggest concern, and we go back to this body fat percentage thing, my biggest concern is that all weight loss is not created equal. And you on the scale, you can lose massive numbers in weight when you're losing muscle and fat. And so what happens is that people get really excited, like you did. I mean, 20-something pounds in 11 days is really good numbers. But my biggest concern is how much of that weight is muscle. Because what happens is that you don't notice it as you're losing the weight until you're done. And there's a difference between people that lose homeopathically and people who lose pharmaceutically. And at the end of the day, you have that look where someone looks like they're glowing and the other one looks like they're just a little gaunt, you know, and it's because when you lose muscle, that's the only thing that holds up your cheekbones and your face and your arms and your, you know, holds up your skin in the right places is having muscle in those areas. And what happens, my biggest concern with my, and that's why I'm not a big fan. I don't tell people they can't do it or shouldn't do it, but I'm not a big fan only to the fact that I'm concerned about that. If you're not measuring your muscle loss, if you're not measuring your body fat percentages, then I'm concerned. If you're measuring it and you're having it what's called acceptable losses, that you're saying I'm only losing really a half a pound of muscle to 2 pounds of fat, and that's acceptable to you, then that's fine. But not knowing is what may disappoint you. But what happens is when you lose muscle after you're done dieting, that structural fat and that your body needs to surround your organs and your muscles, and that muscle needs to come back. And what happens, you start seeing the scale start to rise quickly, and you think it's you're gaining fat. They're not. It's just your muscle trying to replace what's been lost in order for you to look and feel normal. And so what happens is a lot of that weight comes back, and some of it's fat, but a lot of it's trying your body trying to rebuild that muscle again. So to answer your question is, if you plan on going a long term, I really, 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 really advise you to go use the hormone, because the biggest problem, this is the thing with the homeopathic medicine by itself actually is a very actually does have some really good science behind it. The problem with HCG is that we've not been able to find anything other than the hormone that actually does in the body chemically what this hormone does by releasing your stored fat. Without getting that extra fat storage being released, we're concerned that your body's kind of being more catabolic. I mean, it's eating whatever it can get its hands on versus eating stored fat. So if you want to go long term, I really would recommend a transition from the homeopathic to the pharmaceutical ATG, and just know that when you do that, because you don't have any real, you don't have any hormone in your body, you will have to do phase one in the transition. So you will have to gorge again in the transition in order for the ATG hormone to actually get triggered and work in your body. Does that make sense?
Right. Right,
yeah.
I understand completely, and I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, and congrats, and good luck. But just do me a favor and watch your body fat percentages. You can take them today, and then keep taking them every week, and see if you are not losing that much muscle and you feel fine with it. Then I that's only my only concern. If you start noticing that you've lost one for one, like you're losing 1 pound of muscle for 1 pound of fat, that's not a good idea.
Right,
okay.
I agree with you.
Thank you. Great question, though. Thank you. All right, next caller. You're all ones, so I hope if you're calling from a Skype line or something, I can't call out your prefix, so maybe you'll just start talking, you'll know, but your number's coming up as all ones. You're on the air.
Because the HCG comes in powder form?
Yeah, I knew that.
I hear somebody talking in the background, too. Hello?
But I'm going to show you.
Okay, that person is not, I think they're just, I don't know what they're doing. Anyway, 646-702, did I ever talk to you? Put your hands up.
Yes, I don't know
okay.
how to get out.
Press 1, press 1, and it'll put your hand down.
Okay.
All right, guys, we've got 10 minutes left. Anybody else have any comments or questions they want to add to this conversation, either on topic or off topic? Your questions are really what kind of educate people when they listen to this playback, so thanks. So we got 901-859, you're on the air.
This is Shirley. I've been trying to get this line for the longest, and I usually be working at this time.
Hi.
But I was calling because I had been on HCG about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, I kept the weight off 2 years, and I had got down to 189 pounds from 240.
Great.
Well, I don't gain it back. I got to 219.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't look like that same person, but now I'm trying to get back on it, and this is my third day. And so far, I think it's my third or fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cloudy. But I don't lost 4 pounds so far.
Okay.
But I couldn't find the ACG, so I did I'm doing the homeopathic way.
Okay.
But I used to be with this community, and it's hard for me to get back online. And I'm trying to, and I always receive your email, and I'm trying to learn how to use the computer. I'm trying to find a support group.
I got you.
I'm trying to find a support group. I even want a coach, and I just want to get the weight back down because it's, I listened to you when you said that it changed your whole surrounding. It do. When I lost the weight, it affect your money. It affect everything.
All right.
So
I
I'm trying to get control of my life again.
Okay.
So, but I'm doing the homeopathic way, but I really prefer the shot.
All right. Well, let me answer a couple of these questions for you. I'll tell you one thing. Anybody can find HCG at our new HCG site called buyHCG123.com. You can get pure pharmaceutical grade HCG without a prescription from our overseas pharmacy, and they got like top, I think 7 or 8 of the top brands out there. And right now, I think our shipping is getting to people within 10 business days, pretty much on the dot. So buyHCG123.com. Okay, that's where you can get HCG.
BuyHCG123.com. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh,
and you
that's
know,
good.
Yeah, and we have complete kits on our HCGBodyForLife.com. You have complete kits, give you everything, mixing kits, all the supplies, our books and everything, along with the HCG. So HCG accessibility is not a problem for pharmaceutical stuff. If you want it, we got it on our websites. To answer your question, you know, our show last week, we talked about HCG diet, relapse and recovery. In the next week or so, I'm going to be putting together a whole new online coaching program for a community to come together. Those people that have done exactly what you've done, Shirley, they've lost the weight, gained it back, and now just want to be in a loving environment where they can go after getting this weight off again before the summer. So keep watching my emails. I'll be launching that shortly. Actually, I'm just having my web guy try to redesign the website so we can have it a little bit different look and then have a new forum group just for this group. And what's going to be cool about that? People can have. If you have an iPhone or a Droid phone or a BlackBerry, we're going to be able to use an app called Heytel, which means you can literally push a button and walkie-talkie me, and I can answer you back real quick and give you the answer to help you on your journey. Because I want everyone that's been in this situation to be able to find a place to get back on track. So stay tuned for that, Shirley. Let me take one more call here. But
thanks for
answering your question. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right. Next call, we got 6 minutes. You're 224-789. You're on the air. 224-789. You there? All right.
Hello?
Ooh. Yeah, you there? Yes, go ahead.
Hello. My name is Van
Crawford, and I like this. This is fantastic. My daughter and I, we've been looking at it, and it's fantastic. We are getting ready to sign in on it. But
okay.
There's one problem I have.
What's that?
I had a stroke.
Okay.
And this medicine and everything has put a whole lot on me.
Okay.
So it's a lot of weight.
Got it.
So do I – is it really safe enough for that?
I mean, ACG is not a – you know, even though it's considered a prescription drug, it's in the drug category, it's a hormone, it's not a drug. So there's no drug interactions, as far as I know, with any other drug you could be taking. As far as safety, you always want to check with your doctor. I don't want to give you medical advice, but I've had people with all kinds of medical problems be able to utilize the protocol and get the weight off, which usually seems to exacerbate the problem when you have that much weight to get. So, and one thing beautiful about this protocol, it was designed for the morbidly obese. It was designed for people who could not be very active, could not move that much,
and still
allow them to lose massive amounts of weight. So you may want to just talk, you know, just for your own safety, your own state of mind, check with your doctor. But as far as most doctors either know or don't know about it, you're either going to yes or no, either because they don't know about it or because they have a reason for you not to do it. But other than that, I think it will change your life. I mean, especially if the weight is making it more difficult for you to recover, more difficult for you to be mobile. I got to tell you that I'm dedicating my entire life to getting this information out to as many people as possible, just for the fact I know it saves lives and changes lives. I definitely would definitely do your own due diligence, check with your doctor, so you can feel better about it. But as far as I know, there's been no drug interactions, and there's people taking all kinds of medication. The only medication I tell people that's going to be challenging for them to try and lose weight when they're on prednisone, because prednisone just synthetically blows you up. It's really hard to try and drop weight when you have something putting weight on you. But other than that, I really haven't found any reasons for that to be a problem. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have Dr. Pearson on, who's a physician who can give you any kind of medical reasons why you probably shouldn't do it. So stay tuned to check in on that call. But other than that, I really think you'll find it as a big blessing in your life.
Okay. And one more thing. And
yes.
The food.
Yes.
The food. We're just wondering about the food.
The food. Yeah, it's so funny about people worried about the food. 500 calories,
yeah.
You know, 500 calories. When you're eating real food that doesn't come in a box, it doesn't come from a fast food restaurant, it's a lot of food.
Uh-huh.
People don't realize that lean protein, fish, chicken, turkey, beef, they're low in calorie and high in protein. Your vegetables have hardly any calories at all, and your fruits have anywhere from 80 to 100 calories. So in that sense, you can consume a 500-600 calorie meal, day, and it, with clean eating, it's a lot of food. I got to tell you,
it's a lot of
food. Food has never been, should never be the problem on this protocol, especially if you're going the HD Body for Life way. We've made food taste amazing, look amazing. And I tell you, phase three, my wife has got desserts that will knock your socks off, and none of them have sugar or starch. So I tell you, she's pretty amazing when it comes to making things edible and look good that don't have any sugar and starch in them. So, food shouldn't be the problem.
Great.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
You'll be hearing from me.
All right. Take care. All right. I got room for one more person. I'm sorry about that. 205-747. Oops, 205-747. You're on the air.
Hi, Colin. This is Anita. I did catch the first half of it, but
okay.
I was curious about, the 26-day cycle being obsolete, and I was trying to see how long can you actually go on a round?
Let's see. If I have to go from personal coaching experience, CJ, one of my top guys, he went 120 days straight, lost 89 pounds. I have another client, a female, that went 92 days and lost, 72 pounds, something like that. If you have the motivation, if you're doing well in the protocol and your body's not showing any signs of immunity, which I haven't found anybody yet in 5 years that actually had an immunity to HCG, and you are still losing weight, you're still in the zone, I call it, where you just things are working, you feel great, and you don't want to stop because you're not at your goal yet, I think you can go safely 90, 100 days and be fine. I would tell you to probably take a break at the 120-day mark and just give your body a rest, and also kind of break the routine just so you can give yourself other tools to use. But literally, if you have 100 pounds to lose, I tell people go at least 90 days and get as much of that 100 pounds in the bank, because you will look and feel amazing. And the last round or two will be just those last couple rounds to get that last 20, 30 pounds off. So to answer your question, the sky's the limit, really.
Okay. And what about skipping one day off? Do they skip?
If you know you're going to go long round, then I would recommend skipping one shot a week just in case. Just in case, if you can send it to the immunity, it at least will limit that or minimize that. So if you know you're going to go 60 days or longer, skip a shot. If you're doing 45 days or under 60 days, then I take a shot every day. And that seems to work for the people that I coach.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Got 10 seconds. I'm sorry if I didn't get your call, but it's an hour call today because my son had a dentist appointment and I knew I was going to have only a little bit of time. So anyway, I always love you bunches. I'm glad you're here. I hope I've given you some information that is valuable. You can always listen to the replay of this on the blogtalkradio.com/the HCG Diet Coach, or go to iTunes and download a podcast to search the HCG Diet Coach. Anyway, I appreciate you. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.